Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said Scalia had a brilliant legal mind.
He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
Mr. Obama said he plans to fulfill his constitutional responsibility to nominate a successor in due time and said he expects the Senate to give the nominee a timely hearing and a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point, and decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end of violence in Syria and as an essential first step toward a political solution to the 5-year civil war. This is VOA News. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military base near the Turkish border and a village captured from rebel forces by the YPG militia. Ankara considers the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and the YPG militia to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. NATO's top official on Saturday rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance has rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said all NATO's moves have been in direct response to Russia's actions.
But we are responding in a defensive way, in a proportionate way, and absolutely in line with our international obligations and agreements.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and also has established a rapid reaction force. For the United States part, it plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Pope Francis opened a long-anticipated visit to Mexico on Saturday, demanding that Mexican leaders provide true justice and security in a country racked by years of endemic drug violence, official corruption, and poverty.
Les ruego, por favor, no minusvalorar.
Francis said, I urge you not to underestimate the moral and antisocial challenge which the drug trade represents for the youth, Mexican society as a whole. In a country where drug trafficking has corrupted entire police forces and where drug violence has claimed more than 100,000 lives, in recent years the Pope warned against privilege for an elite class at the expense of the rest of society. Today, Francis will be celebrating an open-air mass in one of the many suburbs of Mexico City, hard hit by spiraling crime, including an epidemic of violence, murders, and the disappearances of women. Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday the number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, and among them, 5,000 women who are pregnant. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain is not developed properly.
That's the latest world news from VOA.